You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The New York State Department of Transportation released its long-awaited draft environmental impact statement Monday and named the community grid as its preferred alternative. The DOT says the decision was made after considering social, economic, and environmental effects, as well as the need for safe and efficient transportation. The grid alternative has been supported by a number of community members, such as Mayor Ben Walsh, the Syracuse City School District, and Syracuse University. Earlier on Monday, before the state's DEIS was released, Syracuse Common Councilors made their voices clear on the future of I-81 by approving a resolution calling for a street-level boulevard. 4th District Councilor Latoya Allen says it marks the first time in the drawn-out debate that the council as a whole has taken a position. She says her constituents would be the most affected by the state's decision.
I hear the concerns and I hear the uncertainties from the people that live in the area. They've been hearing this conversation for years now, and so it's almost getting to the point where they don't believe that it's really going to happen. And I'm like, yes, it is.
The only dissenting vote came from Joe Carney, who preferred that the city take a more hands-off approach given the regional impact of any option. He feels there are options that are palatable to the city, the suburbs, and the region as a whole.
It's not our decision here locally. This is the state telling us what we're going to do, and I think all of us have an understanding of the issues that come along with every single option.
For example, he says the state has to improve the city's roads if a grid is chosen. The draft environmental impact statement supporting the grid is only the first step in a continuing process. Numerous public hearings will be held before a final impact statement is issued. Support for the community grid also came from interim president of SUNY ESF, David Amberg, Monday. If chosen by the state in its final decision, through traffic would be routed around the city and allow for more pedestrians and biking space. Amberg says the community engagement as well as the environmental impacts of the grid are too large to pass up.
A number of our faculty in the chemistry department have done careful analysis of the air around the viaduct, and it's not a good situation, and we believe that will be improved as well by the grid option.
While there would be clear benefits to rerouting traffic, Amberg notes that the grid will also help make Syracuse a more desirable place to live. He says the landscape architecture department at ESF looks at the grid as an opportunity for a fresh start for the city. In fact, he says the faculty is in unanimous support of the grid option. Amberg hopes residents will look at the grid and think of its potential.
My faculty bring a tremendous expertise in environmental resource engineering, like landscape architecture, environmental mitigation, wetland restoration. I mean, just a whole host of issues that if we engage my faculty, I think they can have an even more positive impact when we move toward this community grid option.
Amberg's support comes after the chancellor of Syracuse University, Kent Siverud, voiced his support for the grid 3 days ago. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.